Senator Josh Hawley predicts Dobbs ruling ends corporatist social conservative alliance in Washington. By Nick Gilbertson on June 24, 2022. Senator Josh Hawley, R-Mo, predicts the alliance between social conservatives and corporatists in Washington, D.C. is over today following the Supreme Court's landmark decision in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization case, which overruled the long-standing Roe v. Wade decision from 1973. In a press call, Hawley stated that he predicts a major sorting out across the country which will probably redraw some demographic lines around the country and will lead to impacts in voting patterns nationwide. He continued, "I would predict the effect is going to be that more and more red states are going to become more red, purple states are going to become red, and the blue states are going to get a lot bluer. I would look for Republicans as a result of this. In time, to extend their strength in the Electoral College, and that's very good news for those of us who want to see Republican presidents elected and want to see the Supreme Court remain conservative. So I think this will have a pretty dramatic effect on American politics as we go forward. One other aspect of that I think is going to be pretty significant. For years on the conservative side of the ledger, social conservatives have been told that they had to form an alliance with the corporatists, the neoliberals, in order to get elected. You know, we were told repeatedly, well, we got to make common cause because if you social conservatives want to have any chance of seeing Roe overruled, you've got to have conservative judges and justices appointed. So you've got to go along with a globalist corporatist program. I think that alliance is over today. There's no reason for social conservatives to go along with a corporatist agenda that frankly never had much support in the country and that you see conservative voters increasingly turning away from. So I think the globalist corporatist agenda that has been a free rider in the Republican coalition for years now, I think is in serious jeopardy today because what use is that wing? It's really not even a wing because it doesn't account for hardly any voters in our coalition. But I think you're going to see a sorting out within the conservative coalition where social conservatives, cultural conservatives, will become much stronger and more prominent because frankly they are the ones who delivered here. This is their victory today. I think the skepticism you see in that coalition towards big business, towards the multinational corporations, and all that that entails, I think that will become more pronounced as we go forward, and I look forward to that. The case is Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, number 19-1392 in the Supreme Court of the United States.